This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Rigged? What's new? Headlines in both the local and national papers focused on Donald Trump's unwillingness to commit that he would honor the verdict of the voters in a Democratic election. Clinton responded in the debate that his position was horrifying. My question continues to be, what's new? Am I the only one who wonders why this is such a flashpoint now and hasn't been for the last 8 years or longer? Part of this is both personal and political for me, as I've noted before, but at least I'm not alone. David Weigel, writing in the Washington Post this week, had a memory that was longer than yesterday's news cycle and began his piece this way. According to the Republican nominee for president, his opponents were on the verge of maybe perpetrating one of the greatest frauds in voter history. In an ad, his campaign warned of nationwide voter fraud that could swing the election. His running mate worried in a fundraising letter that leftist groups were trying to steal the election. The candidate was not Donald Trump. It was Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, who in the final weeks of the 2008 presidential election embraced the theory that ACORN, a community organizing group previously embraced by Democrats and Republicans, was helping to rig the election for Barack Obama by filing fake voter registration forms. Poor Weigel. He'll probably be fired soon for pointing out that the emperors continue to walk naked in congressional hallways and D.C. corridors. It also goes without saying, and time has proven this out as well, and I'll bore everyone by saying that no such thing happened, nor was there any evidence then or now to back up such nonsense about voting. Even for McCain in 2008, this was an old saw rather than something he was inventing. Such claims on voter fraud based on voter registration work have been part of the standard operating procedure on election tactics for Republicans for a number of cycles, certainly since the concept of battleground states became prominent and the George W. Bush election turned into a Supreme Court disputed umpire call after Al Gore won the popular vote. In Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, for a number of election cycles before 2008, ACORN had been the subject of similar attacks and fabrications with fake FEC complaints and state election charges, all of which should be withdrawn by early the following year after the elections were over. Our assumption had been that McCain had wrongly assumed that the election might be close with Obama and was tactically hedging in order to prepare claims in some states and hope for a repeat of the Bush 2000 scenario. As it turned out, he was stomped by Obama, so none of that emerged, though, thanks to McCain, the target for conservatives would stay on ACORN's back. And let's be honest about all of this. Of the hardcore 40% base that is sticking with Trump and listening to all of this balderdash, I would put good money on the fact that a huge percentage of that base has still refused to accept the legitimacy of President Obama's two election victories in the work of his 8 years. The continuing drumbeat of the Republican faithful up until recently that ACORN stole both elections and was preparing to steal this one is more than sufficient evidence for such a bet. Once the votes are all counted, the winner will be named, and whether Trump and his trumpeteers accept it or not isn't relevant come Inauguration Day, except that such schoolhouse door resistance to the choice of voters in our fragile democracy only assures even more polarization and extremism from Congress on down to the grassroots. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.